Chapter 4. The White Rabbit's House. It was not the mouse. It was the White Rabbit. He came slowly into the room. "Oh, my ears and nose," he said quietly. "The Duchess, the Duchess, she'll be angry. They'll cut off my head, I know. Oh, where is it? Where did it fall?" "He's looking for his hat," thought Alice. She wanted to help him, but she couldn't see the hat anywhere. She looked round. Everything was different now. She wasn't in the long room anymore, and there was no table or water. She was outside again, in the country. The White Rabbit saw her.
"What are you doing out here, Mary Ann?" he asked angrily. "Run home this minute and bring me a hat. Quick now!"
Alice didn't say, "I'm not Mary Ann." She felt too afraid. She ran fast, and after a short time, she came to a pretty little house. Above the door were the words, "W. Rabbit." She went in and ran up the stairs. "This is very strange," she thought. "I hope I don't meet Mary Ann. Why am I bringing a rabbit his hat? Perhaps when I get home I'll do things for Dinah. Perhaps I'll watch mouse holes for her." She went into a small room. There, on a table, was a hat and a little bottle. Alice took the hat and looked at the bottle. It didn't have the words, "Drink me," on it, but she drank from it. "I know something interesting will happen," she thought. "When I eat or drink something here, it always does. I hope I get bigger this time. I don't like being small." She drank half the bottle. "Oh, I'm getting much taller," she cried. "Oh!" Her head hit the top of the house, and she put the bottle down quickly. "Oh, no," she thought. "I hope I don't get taller." She sat down.